Good evening. I've been working in the technology industry for 35 years. I started as a research physicist. I spent some time as an engineer in the aerospace and defense industry. I ran a military aircraft export program, and I'm now a businessman running a part of the McLaren organization, which is in part motorsport. It is a UK automotive organization and a growing, and we hope excitingly growing, applied technologies business, using some of that technology in public transport, health, and Internet of Things. And I think I have, so I say that because this is the lens through which I want to make two comments and perhaps pose two open questions to us here. One is outward looking and one is inward looking. And if you start, forgive me for what might be a glimpse of the blindingly obvious, then it seems to me that the challenge for the UK, as it is for any business seeking to be competitive on a global scale, is to be able to build on our strengths and differentiate through the clever application of research and innovation. And much of that in the sectors in I work is underpinned by great science and a steady stream of great talent coming out of both universities, but also coming in at a skilled level into our apprenticeships. And I think that is as true for us as an organisation, everybody working in the economy, as it is for the UK as a whole. If I look rather more inwardly, then despite the complexities of dealing with a plethora of funding rounds and trying to negotiate the ecosystem that Sir Alan referred to obtain funding and to interface with government or some of the agencies that support the distribution of that work, we have had very positive experiences of working with government, and particularly through Innovate UK. We've just completed a new manufacturing centre in Sheffield. That was done in collaboration with the University of Sheffield and the Advanced Manufacturing Research Centre, as well as the Catapult Centre there, and particularly huge support from the Sheffield region. The councils there have been very cooperative and supportive of us, and we're very proud of what we've just launched there. We've also worked with the Advanced Propulsion Centre out of Coventry, looking at the low-carbon propulsion systems. We've invested ourselves and been supported in the pursuit of high-power and high-energy battery systems, electric motor development, advanced combustion and advanced transmission systems. And they work really well. It's just so difficult to get there, would be my personal or our experience of getting to that. So I guess it leads to two open questions. The first of which, if I start looking outward, is that if we look forward at the changing nature of our relationship with Europe and the connection between the research institutes and Europe, I wonder how UKRI will what they hope to do in a European context, but where else might the priorities be for better relationships with other research institutions in other countries, and I'd be interested to hear what those priorities might be. On an inward level, I think that, of course, in order to make things happen, we need a high level of innovation and execution need to sit well together. And the question of governance for me is much more than just making sure that the public money is spent wisely. It's actually about getting things to happen. And if we look at what was said in Sir Paul Nurse's report, an allusion was made to the very good work, a lot of good work done in the research councils, but that management was stretched in terms of having of the burden of administration actually trying to make things happen. The feedback from the Catapult Centres in the report that was issued in November of last year makes some observations about management and governance there and why they probably haven't been as effective as we might hope for. And I wonder how UKRI will bring some traction to bear there and silence some of the critics who might otherwise say, is this just creeping bureaucratisation? I don't know if there's a ready answer to that, but that is a huge challenge, it seems to me, for UKRI. Those are my key points and open questions. Thank you.